Good morning, Dubai. Happy Thursday, one more day to Friday. Let's start with our headlines. London's Nothing debuts apparel collection with emergency room collab. Union for Human Rights Association in UAE officially established and registered. Dubai crushes another world record. Kanye West, or Kanye East, let me say, as Kanye might be performing in two Arab countries.
We'd really love if you can subscribe to the Love in Dubai Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dubai. Happy Thursday. Only one more day for the big and the one and the only Friday, of course, the best day of the week. So 100%. We have a lot of new stories for you.
Yeah.
Yes, Sandra's here joining me today in the studio. But first, before starting with our stories, the Gaza genocide report. It's 125 days since the war began, and on October 7. Now, the current death toll stands at 27, of course, and 27,708. And as well, you guys, like, of course, it has been for so long, and our hearts stand with the people of Gaza and Palestine. And at this point as well, we have the number of injured people is at 67,147, and the death toll, as mentioned, is 27,708, and 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. Of course, our hearts and are with the people of Gaza and Palestine, to be more specific. Of course, the UAE keeps on sending a lot of help and support to the people of Gaza. So, of course, our top headlines for the day, if you haven't heard, but it has been said and rumored that Kanye West might be joining Dubai very soon, which is very exciting. So let's start with our headlines. Of course, we have London's Nothing debuts apparel collection with emergency room collab.
Union for Human Rights Association in the UAE is officially established and registered.
And as well, you don't want to miss this, as Dubai crushes a new world record. Dubai is Dubai.
Are we surprised?
We're not. Of course, we're not surprised, you guys. It's Dubai.
Yep. And as mentioned, Kanye West, or Kanye East, as Kanye, might perform in two Arab countries this year.
Yes, which is actually, it's a very nice way to say or to mention Kanye West or Kanye East. It's a very Middle Eastern thing. And lately, after the show, we will be joined with Evren Oxen. He will be telling us about his experience and how he shifted from his old lifestyle to his new lifestyle. And of course, maybe he's going to teach us a lot of things. So before that, let's start with London's Nothing debuts apparel collection with emergency room. Of course, now London-based tech company Nothing has made their way to the GCC region, and they are here to make tech fun again with their unique offerings. Now, last night, Dubai saw the electrifying convergence of fashion and technology at the second season of Dubai Fashion Week, where Nothing launched their first apparel line, Drop One.
The dynamic collaboration between Nothing and Emergency Room, the pioneering fashion and design hub hailing from Beirut, was all about embodying their main goal of making tech fun again, all while being championing sustainable practices and innovative design concepts.
As well, Nothing also recently launched their flagship smartphone, the Nothing Phone 2, and are marking their strong presence in the market with their innovative ideas. So for all the latest details on their drops, launch, and everything tech, make sure to follow Nothing Arabia on Instagram for an exclusive look at how this groundbreaking company is making waves in the region. Can I tell you something, Sandra? That my cousin actually has a phone, and he was like, it's very cool, actually. And he's like, oh yeah, it's called Nothing.
Oh, that's a unique name.
It is. And I was like, oh really? Is that Nothing? He's like, yeah, Nothing. It's Nothing. And I thought he was joking at the beginning, but it is a very cool phone.
100%.
So you guys, for sure, check it out. It's technology is the future. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. How we've seen the news all over with technology. So for sure, make sure to check it out, you guys. It's beautiful. I have seen it hand in hand. And yeah.
Wow.
So now let's jump to our next story.
Union for Human Rights Association in the UAE is officially established and registered. The Union for Human Rights Association is now officially established and registered as a public interest group in the UAE with its main office in Abu Dhabi. It's licensed by the Department of Community Development, and Abu Dhabi consists of 16 specialized human experts.
As well, the association aims to uphold human rights principles across all sectors of society, advocating for civil, political, economic, social, cultural, and environmental rights. This includes endorsing the fundamental values and principles of human rights as outlined in international law, core human rights treaties, and international humanitarian.
It aims to provide understanding, advice, and opinions on national reports submitted by the state to international human rights bodies and mechanisms, and to cooperate with them to promote human rights and achieve sustainable development goals. The association will also prepare and issue studies, research, and reports for regional and international human rights mechanisms.
At this point, the fact that the UAE just keeps on, I would say, outshining 100%. In human rights and in all aspects, mm-hmm. whether it's even helping Gaza right mm-hmm. now, like how we started, like with our report on Gaza and the numbers and so on. And we just see Dubai and the UAE just sending a lot of help and yeah. recognizing, like, the fact that it is recognizing what's happening in the world, and now it's recognizing human rights. Just
we love
shows.
To see it.
We love to see it. Yeah. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Yeah. It's all the time. Between every story, there is a story like where Dubai just outshines in mm-hmm. a way, whether it is showcasing or not, you know. But right now, with the human rights, I would say recognition is just amazing at this
100%.
Point, right? For sure. And it just at this point, it just like just shows you that, you know what, that the UAE hears you out as a human. And the UAE has always been, I would say, known for its, I would say, remarkable, right?
100%.
Of course. Now, Dubai is Dubai, you guys.
Dubai being Dubai.
Oh, Dubai being Dubai, 100%. Dubai is just amazing. So jumping to our next story, Dubai crushes another world record at this point. It's not shocking. Dubai is
obviously
to be crushing world records.
Another world record. Dubai welcomed 17 million visitors in 2023. So last year.
That which is at this point honestly amazing, of course. And we have seen His Highness, you know, tweet about it on X, where His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Rashid Al Maktoum announced Dubai's major accomplishment, stating it has the world's highest hotel occupancy, as he has mentioned in a tweet on X, saying in 2023, Dubai welcomed a record-breaking 17 million international visitors. Now, this remarkable growth of 19.4% firmly established Dubai as a leading destination. The city is at the forefront of the global tourism sector, with one of the world's highest total occupancy rates of 77.4% and hotel capacity expanding to over 150,000 rooms. These achievements, of course, align with the objectives of the Dubai Economic Agenda D33, aiming to position Dubai as one of the top three cities worldwide for business and tourism.
How many records does Dubai have at this point?
At this point, it does not shock me at all.
Yeah, honestly,
it does not shock
the safety,
me at all.
Everything, like, we just love Dubai.
Yes.
And tourists, apparently, they love Dubai as well. 17 million visitors in 2023.
Yes. I mean,
that's a huge number.
When Dubai has all of these things, you know what I mean? Like, from, like, safety mm-hmm. to economy to even, I would say, leisure and having fun and all of these things, how can you not visit Dubai? I mean, everyone who has visited Dubai has for sure mentioned that, hey, we love Dubai, and we come back. Or either they do visit Dubai and then they go like, you know what, I decided to stay in Dubai for so long mm-hmm. at this point, which, by the way, just like proves how Dubai is. I wonder how Dubai is going to be like in 10 years from now.
Oh, it's going to keep evolving.
It's
we love the city that keeps evolving, and we love Dubai. We just love Dubai.
100%.
Dubai being Dubai. Yeah. World record, it's normal at this point in Dubai, so we just love to see it, to be honest.
100%.
It's normal. Yes,
it's
very
which,
normal.
By the way, brings us to our next story. It's not only, by the way, us people who love Dubai, as well as celebrities love Dubai. So, like, I don't know, have you guys seen Kanye West in mm-hmm. Dubai? And should we say Kanye West or Kanye East? It is a very lame joke, but yes, I keep on like writing it. Like whenever I'm writing like an article, it's like, oh, Kanye West or Kanye East.
Kanye East.
Yes.
He's coming from the Middle East, so Kanye
East. So guys, let's jump to our next story.
Kanye West might be performing in two Arab countries this year.
Of course, social media is buzzing. With that, Kanye West has shared on his social media accounts of his upcoming tour dates, and he'll be performing in Arab countries.
And if you're wondering what are the countries, the two Arab countries include the UAE and Egypt.
Of course, Kanye is no stranger to Dubai, having stayed for almost a month during his visit last November, as the legendary rapper revealed a list of projected tour dates on his social media account with two concert dates in Dubai. It's Kanye's world, and at this point, we're just living in Kanye's world.
He was just here, by the way, last year in November, and yes. He stayed for like almost a month. So yeah. It's obvious that Kanye likes Dubai. And we don't blame him, to be
we
honest.
We don't blame him. I mean, would you blame him at this point, right? Exactly. Because at this point, you guys, Dubai just keeps on like breaking records and milestones over and over and over again. So even celebrities are recognizing this. Even the most famous celebrities, from Kanye West to, we have seen a lot of
Chris
celebrities.
Chris Brown is here also with him. They were team partying in November. So we love when celebrities come. And even fans spot them, so... If you ever spot Kanye West when he's here, just send it over.
Tag us.
And we will actually repost it. Like, we love when you guys send us such stuff. So
yes.
Make sure to just send it over and, you know, you know, we'll make you famous somehow.
Exactly, you guys. So for sure, as Sandra said, if you guys see or spot a celebrity, don't forget to take a picture. Tag us.
Mm-hmm.
We will be covering it.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
And specifically if it's Kanye West. So you guys, now of course we're going to be going on a short break, because after this short break we will be having Evren. So you guys, Evren is going to teach us about, or he's going to tell us all about how he transformed his life to a happier version. Of course, stay tuned after this short break. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. Our guest today is Evren Oscar, founder of Mallet London. And everybody's nutrition, get ready to be inspired as Evren shares insights from the fashion and wellness world. Welcome, Evren.
Thank you very much.
We're having a great day.
Me. Yes, very good.
We're excited to have you here.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? So, I have a lot of questions for you. Of course, I love nutrition myself. So, if you can share the inspiration behind launching the premium supplement brand, Everybody's Nutrition.
So, it's kind of like, it's kind of a funny story. I kind of got into like sports and running by accident. So, before, my lifestyle was kind of a little bit different. So, I was kind of like overweight, smoking a lot, drinking a lot. And I kind of got myself into a place where my mental and physical health was at an all-time low, basically. So I had to kind of get myself out of that. And the way I done that was by picking something I didn't like to do, which for me, it was running. I hate running, so I said, you know what, I'm gonna run. So started running, and eventually, by accident, ended up getting into ultra running. And then, yeah, just kind of went on from there. So the way the idea come about was like, how do I make some premium supplements at some you know, affordable prices? And yeah, it's just been a journey since then.
That's amazing, because honestly, me, myself, I love working out. So if you can share with us your weight loss and cigarette addiction journey, and what motivated you to take the step for growth? What was the breaking point?
So for me, since a young age, I've always wanted to be in business. So I was like totally focused on that. And I was quite successful at a young age when I was like 25, 26. And I noticed that I was expecting to be fulfilled once I was successful, but that kind of didn't come. So I just fell into the habits of like eating too much and drinking too much, smoking. And I think ultimately it was having kids. I think, you know, if it was to do with myself, I wouldn't have been able to do it. But I think for my kids, I kind of made the change, because, you know, if you're like overweight and you're like, you're unhealthy, not just physically, but mentally as well.
Sure.
You know, it's one thing affecting yourself, but when you're affecting other people, it's kind of like, you know, you have a responsibility at the end of the day. So, yeah, I think if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been able to do it. But yeah, I've done it now, and I haven't looked back. This was about 3 years ago that this happened. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because I've seen a lot, and you can see like every parent goes like, yeah, you know, kids change everything. Like, yeah. The moment you have a kid, apparently it's a different scenario.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the thing is, maybe I hope I, you know, will be understanding that, of course, you know, for sure. But like, it's just like amazing. And just like the fact that you literally just like changed all of that. So yeah. I would ask you, what motivated you to attempt the fastest crossing of the UAE on foot?
Yeah.
Covering approximately 650 kilometers exactly. And through all seven Emirates.
Yeah. So I'm going to be attempting this on March the 5th. So yeah, I've been training for that for like a long time. So I've always been kind of pushing the boundaries. Mm-hmm. So when I got into running, like the furthest I'd ever run was like 3 miles, which is about 5 kilometers. So when I wanted to kind of change and like do my journey and, you know, get off of the cigarettes and alcohol, it was like, right, how am I going to do this? So I was looking for like races to kind of get me motivated and inspired. But because of COVID, everything was canceled. But the only thing I could find was this trail race, this 160 kilometer race. And I never even heard of this. I didn't know people could even do that. I didn't know that was possible for a person to do. But I had no choice and I had to change for my kids. So I kind of like got backed into a corner. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. 4 weeks later, I went to the race. Cut a long story short, 28 hours later, I finished the race. And that just kind of blew open the doors of what is kind of possible for a human being to do, because I was living my life that whole way, not knowing that I had this inside of me. And now all of a sudden, I'm able to like run these mad distances all through my mind, because my body was still, you know, quite damaged over the years of abuse, but I was able to do it. So I've just been pushing the boundaries ever since. And yeah, what better way to push the boundaries than run across this beautiful country?
Yes, I love how you connected the mind and your body together.
Yeah, it's all about the mind for me.
Really? Like
that's the only reason I do this. It's not for, okay, it's for health to some degree,
yes.
But it's all for my mind. So I run every single morning.
Okay.
I don't take any days off, and it's all for my mind. They say, you know, they say the best way to start the day is to eat a frog. So like okay. To do the thing that you don't like doing. So for me, that's running. So I wake up every morning, do the run, and yeah.
So you guys are giving actually amazing advice, because like, you know, as well, I am as well into the health mm-hmm. journey, and I love running and walking. You know
okay.
what I mean? But at the same time, it's like I all the time find excuses not to, because like, oh yeah, I'm busy. Oh yeah, I wake up this time. So I think you're an inspiration for me,
thank you.
I think he should be for all of us. Yes, so how do you envision this record-breaking attempt aligning with the mission or message that you would want to convey through, you know, through your business?
Okay, so the reason it's called Everybody's is because I believe that, I mean, it sounds weird to say, but I think anybody is capable of doing this stuff, because it really is all in the mind. So I am everybody, basically, because I have some friends that are like real athletes, like Olympians and like people that are, you know, they're really gifted. So it takes certain gifts to be able to do certain things. We can't all be LeBron James or Cristiano
true.
Ronaldo, but anyone can do what I do, because it just takes effort. And if you're willing to put in the effort, then yeah, and it really is true that anyone can do it. You can run the 5K, you can run the 10K, or you can do that thing that you didn't think was possible. It's possible, trust me.
I love how you said, I'm everybody.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, it is a thing that just like, we often as human beings, when something happens,
yeah.
or like someone achieves what we want to achieve, we think that they can achieve, but we can't achieve
yeah.
it. And even if it's as, you know, as simple as working out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is actually great. So if I would ask, how would you say that your past experience of overcoming challenges influenced your, let's say, journey and decision on taking such an ambitious physical challenge?
What, in terms of like what led up to that, or was it like?
No, I mean like in terms of like how would you say like the things that led up to the physical challenge and you actually leading with it?
Okay, so what led up to that was, yeah, so I done my first race, which was 100 miles. That was before I did a marathon or any kind of distance. Done the 100 miles, and then, yeah, like I said, that kind of just opened up the doors of what was possible. And then I've just been doing races, like nonstop. And then actually in July, I did my first triathlon, which was the Ultraman in Canada. So that's a 10K swim, 420K bike, and a double marathon. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a long triathlon. And yeah, the way that came about is I saw it on social media. I saw that someone had completed this race. And at the time, I didn't even have a bike. Like, I didn't know how to swim, didn't have a bike, but I said, no, I'm going to this race and I'm going to complete it. So that was in January, and then, yeah, the race was in July.
Would you say your past experiences affected the whole change that has occurred in you?
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, I knew what I was doing, like, when I was living that life, I knew that I had to change. I knew it wasn't the right path for me. But from when I realized that to when I actually changed, it was a dark period of, like, I want to change, but I can't, kind of thing. So, yeah, I just had to put myself in a situation where I had, like, no, you know, no way out, no excuses.
What would you say was the ultimate something that happened that just, like, we were like, I'm done, I'm going to change?
I think it was just, like, the build-up of everything, you know, of it taking so long. And, yeah, I think the moment that I realized it was going to affect the relationship I have with my kids, that was the moment where I said, okay, no, I'm not going to allow this to happen, because my father was a drinker, his dad before him was a drinker, and it kind of, like, got passed down. And I said, you know, I'm not gonna pass this down to my kids. If they want to drink when they're older, that's fine, but I don't want them to do it because they saw it from their dad, you know?
That's actually very nice. So your kids changed everything.
Yeah.
And your kids were like your breaking point of, like, you're like,
everything to them, yeah.
Changing, which is actually beautiful at this point. So what is, like, how would you, let's say, inspire others who, let's say, want to go into a healthier journey, whether it's mentally, physically, right?
Yeah.
And they are finding a hard time. What is one advice you would give it to them?
I would say just start small. And I think recognize as well that it's for your mind as much as it is for your body. I mean, nowadays with, like, social media and phones and all the rest of it, we don't really get a lot of time to think. Mm-hmm. So the moment I wake up, when my kids wake up, the day starts and it's 100 miles an hour. So it's getting them ready, taking them to school and all the rest of it. I have, like, a driver and stuff, but I like to take them myself. So I take them, and then phones start ringing, emails and this and that. There's not really much time in the day where we can sit down and, like, reflect on what has happened. Okay, this event has happened in my life or in the world. How does this affect me? How does this affect my business? How does this affect my family? So that time that you give yourself in the morning of just going for a walk or going for a run, going for a swim or whatever it happens to be, or lifting weights, that ultimately just gives you time to think. Like, don't listen to music, don't put anything on. Just take some time, think, and you'll be amazed at what kind of ideas come and what kind of, like, reflection period that you have.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for giving us all of these insights. So this is the end of our show. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow at the same time, 8:30 a.m. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye. Thank you.